Hi, I am Coach Emilio. Welcome to the Escuela del Sur. If you are a sports coach, do you want to find more freedom in your decisions and opportunities and find solutions in the day-to-day work of your profession? This podcast is for you. I will tell you from my experience as a coach in Dubai and interviews with coaches around the world, the habits, techniques, valuable background, and tools that can guide you and give you more results with less effort. I invite you to give your coaching career more possibilities and confidence in the competitive world of sport. Listen to our episode to get ideas to optimize your professional profile with continuous improvement. So, you can get more results, improving your quality of life along with your profession and your passion. We start.
So, and who is immersed Atlanta in this gymnastic culture in US?
The region 8 is a very competitive area. So you have 8 regions in the United States as they are divided. Every state will have their state championship. And then every region will have the regional championship. Like for the region where Atlanta is 8 states, and we are the region 8. So when it comes to really the how competitive it is you will have North Carolina and Florida always neck to neck, shoulder to shoulder, and Georgia can be that competitive as well. The last few years, Georgia has been competing really well at the level 9 and 10. Usually, like I said, North Carolina and Florida are the top states in the region, with Georgia being right a little bit below. Now, something is very, very impressive is that for in 2015, the Gymnastics Academy of Atlanta had a gymnast, Megan Skaggs. She is now an assistant coach in the University of Florida. And she was a gymnast for the Florida Gators for 5 years. And when she was compulsory, she was in my level 5 team. So, and she was my level 5 bars state champion. Right after that season, she decided to pursue the elite route. She had a couple coaches, Irina Podgornaya from Russia. And then in the last years, when she was able to become part of the national team that competed at the Pan American Games in Canada, I think it was 2015 or 2016. At that time, she was with my friend Jacobo Girona with Elena Pankratova. Sometimes I would stop in and help with when Jacobo and Elena were not able to be coaching with her. So what the point I'm trying to make with this is before Megan, it was 35 years. It passed 35 years without a Georgian native making it to the national team. So that's where the gymnastics in Atlanta stands out right now. So after Megan, Regan Smith, she went as an alternate to the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. I mean, in Brazil in 2016 in Rio. Yeah, Regan is also from Georgia. So that's where we stand with the gymnastics nationwide. North Carolina had Ashton. I don't remember her last name right now. For the national team also as a bars specialist. And, but yeah, I think we are a very competitive state. very, very competitive state, and we continue to grow. And that's the goal, continue to grow. And there are not many teams, there are not many programs here in the United States that are, I mean, in Atlanta that are doing the elite route right now. So you have probably two, three the most, but it is a very challenging and very demanding program.
I love it because it's spicy. It's if you want to know how complicated it is to be a coach in US, it's work, work, and work. It's so competitive.
Yes. Yeah.
And later, what happened with West and East? Because later, the two parts of US go together.
Yes. So yes, as I was telling you, the country is divided in eight regions. So when you go to a level 9 competition, is where you have Easterns and Westerns. So you have Easterns right from the half of the country to all the way to the East Coast, and then from the half of the country to the West Coast. That's for level 9. So it's about 21 states, or 20 states on each region. And then the U.S. territories are also, some of them are part of this, like Hawaii and Alaska, if there is any programs in Alaska now, Hawaii. Then you have nationals for level 10, and that is all the 51 states and that compete. And they are divided by age divisions. So you have a couple hundreds of gymnasts competing over there. One of the most competitive regions are Region 1, Region 4, Region 5. I mean, you will have all over the spectrum. Sometimes it's Region 5, sometimes it's Region 4, sometimes it's Region 7. So in every state, every region has top two or three gyms that are always competing at the highest level. With, I can tell you that a lot of level 10 gymnasts could be national team members of many other countries around the world. So that's how high the level is in gymnastics here.
Yeah, this is what Arturo Padilla mentioned. And one gymnast from level 10 US can be a gymnast and national team in another country in Latin America. So you have the elite of 100.
Yes.
And from then, they choose the gymnast from the national team for Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's very complicated because if you have about... I had a conversation with a friend once, and he said, listen, if you're going to be an elite gymnast, your goal should be on the top 10 gymnasts of the country. Because if you are an elite gymnast, the only goal to be an elite gymnast is be part of the national team. Obviously, you have the other options of being a collegiate gymnast. But if your main goal is to be a national team member, you got to dream about being in the top 10. However, Simon, Jake Carey, Shalice, you have already 6 spots taken, so you have to be really good to be competing against those girls. So I mean, it's not easy, and a lot of times we don't realize that it's not like in our countries that you have every year you might have the chance to finish on the top 5. Here in the United States, is while Simone is at her prime, you have to take one spot off. And then if you have Shalice, then you have to take another spot off. Is it because it's reserved for them? No, it's because they earn it every time that they compete, period. It's like very black and white. There is not gray there. Is you want to make it to the top, you have to defeat all those girls. And behind those girls, there are some other extraordinary gymnasts. So is you actually have to put a lot of work, mental work, nutrition, conditioning, and obviously having competitive skills and competitive quality to be relevant. So Yeah, it's again, the good thing is the United States has so many different programs that can provide the girls the opportunity to continue to do the sport that they love and just go as high and as far as they can go. And if it doesn't happen with gymnastics, it can happen with another sport that will benefit and will benefit that you were a gymnast, and that will give you the opportunity to go even farther and higher.
The capacity of US is a population of gymnasts, specifically more in female gear than what the
Yes.
woman artistic
Yeah.
gymnast, huge.
It is.
So many people around this sport, so
Yeah.
many competitions, so many coaches around the world,
Yes.
just inside from Romania, from Russia, from Ukraine, from
Yeah. Well,
China,
that's that. I
from
think that's
Latin
what the
America.
secret. Yeah, I think that's what's the secret of the success of the United States is that it's very diverse. It is very diverse, and the idea that you have so many different coaching styles, but also having the yes, we have a lot of styles, but at the end of the day, you bring them together with one coordinator. And the coordinator says, okay, yeah. I mean, obviously they do suggestions. But if you realize if they are giving you suggestions, your possibilities to make it to the top is by following the suggestions that they are giving you. Or else if they see it happened to me with one gymnast that I took to one of the camps, to the developmental camp, Whitney actually, and she got hurt doing some works on some workout on beam, and we went to do more bars. She was able to do bars, and she was doing just a handstand hold. And when she was doing that handstand hold, Tom Forster came to her, and he's like, "Let me see. I want to see you trying to do this." So from a handstand, he saw that she had the opportunity to work on the eagle grips and cubital, right, basically. And it was just by watching her doing a handstand. And we saw that, and then we followed the advice of starting to work towards that. So it's important to have ears. It doesn't matter how much you know. At the end of the day, if you want to help a gymnast to succeed and go as far as they can, it's important to have that. Listen to advice from the people that knows. But we go back to what you were saying. Coaches from Africa, Europe, Latin American, the Caribbean, Australia is it is amazing how all those styles come together and create a beautiful masterpiece.
More about this masterpiece was the Universe Camp, the Universe Bars Camp. I saw so many famous coaches there.
Hakka one, I have a camp is it's called the Level Up Camp. We came up with the idea a couple of years ago. This was our third edition. This is a separate brand from what I do with Alana North Stars, and separate from Victory. So we decided one day that what bars is one of the most difficult events, in my opinion, the most difficult one, because you realize gymnastics is four events. You have beam, vault, floor, and those three events, 90% of the time, you are on your legs. So you are very strong on the lower body. And then on bars, you are pretty much 99% of the time on your arms. And bars is not an easy event. Bars is a very, it takes a lot of mental strength. And it also takes a lot of understanding about that event. And you will always need more time to work on that. So we tried to bring different coaches from different programs that will provide the girls with good techniques. We all, Jacobo and I, sit and talk about what skills we're going to work with each level and how we're going to separate the sessions. So this past camp, we had 5 different sessions. And I mean, we have some great coaches. And we decided to bring also mental toughness, mental coaching, because that has become a very important need to have in our sport. So that's pretty much our bars camp. We do it once a year in December, and it's working. You know, that's the goal. Try to help our community as much as we can.
We want to make a special announcement. We have a new sponsor from FVQ's 3D Gym, an app developed from Wales and France, where you can find 3 apps: 3D Gym Woman, 3D Gym Men, and Trampoline. All information is available on Instagram and also on the website fvcubes.com. We also want to thank eGymnastic from Germany by Flavio Vesi, where you can find all the information about their new educational platform learning, gymnastic courses for all the coaches around the world. Thank you very much.
We had Guto. His name is Augusto Lorini. He is a Brazilian coach. He was a male gymnast for the Brazilian national team. He went to a couple of world championships. He's one of our closest friends. We have a lot of confidence and trust him a lot. You know, he brings a lot of personality to the camp, and the girls love him. So he will coach us for a program here in the same city of Atlanta. It's called Roswell Gymnastics. And so he was with us. We had Christina. Christina was our mental coach. And she was the director for one of the oldest programs here in Atlanta for 35 years. And then we also had Justin Reynolds. He was coaching at Perfect Balance, one of the strongest programs in North Carolina. And he also coaches a lot for the camps for Clemson Gymnastics program and the college. Then we had Miguel and Charlie, 2 youngsters that are coaching the Gymnastic Academy of Atlanta. And then let me see, we had Reggie. Reggie is an old friend. He's great with the kids. He used to coach in Augusta. Now he's coaching in North Carolina. And obviously, Jacobo, that was the coach for the Guatemalan national team in 2001-2002. And he was Megan Skaggs' coach for the Pan American Games, like I said, in Canada. And also, he was that's pretty much what he has done, amongst a lot of other things. And then you have me. You know that I coach at Atlanta North Stars, and that I used to coach in GAA, and that I am running Victory Gymnastics alongside with my wife. So we've had some success, and but not success just with awards or anything, but the journey, the processes that we have, and the programs that we run are competitive. So that was our staff. Yes.
Amazing.
I don't think, yeah. Oh, wait, we also had Albalia Perez. She is a Venezuelan. She's been coaching in GAA for about 9 years now, and she works with some of the lower levels that are GAA, and she has grown so much in this past year. So, yeah. Oh, and the only one, Coach D Abra, she's, you know, that I That is just not enough I can say about her. She's very, a lot of people knows her. She's been invited to international and national clinics and camps. And so she is very creative and has a great, fantastic personality. So yeah, Coach D, that's all we were there. Yes.
Wow. After this amazing explanation for what happened with the camp, I wanted to be there. Why did I didn't receive my invitation?
Oh, well, maybe
charter,
we can make it happen for next
year. Yeah,
camp.
My charter was there for travel.
Well, I know it. For the next time, you should be part of it. Yes, absolutely.
I love it. I like to hear all these amazing people was with you there.
Yes.
I cannot imagine all the value the gymnasts find in this camp for just one apparatus. So congratulations for that, Gerson.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Emilio. That's the goal, you know, try to provide for our community and try to provide for the girls. A lot of times it's easier for the girls to work and understand something when they don't have the pressure of the everyday coaching. You know, they can go and they can hear the same thing that you have been telling them for the last 6 months. But then they go and they hear the same exact thing, the same correction from a different person, and it clicks. So that's the purpose. You know, the camp takes away the stress, takes away the anxiety for some of the girls. And definitely parents and kids live happy and asking to go back. So we will continue to provide that for as long as possible. Yes.
Talking about this, about provide value to the community, please tell us, what is this Victory High Gymnastics?
Okay, so Victory Gymnastics is a brand that my wife, Paul, and I started thinking about back in, it's been probably since 2014, 2015. In 2016, we went and we opened we got our business license and we registered. So we had that. And the first event that we provide, the goal with Victory is to provide camps, provide clinics, coaches educations, and now we are doing some gymnastics meets as well through Victory. We decided to name it Victory because as a testimony, so to speak, or as a word that can describe our journey, where we are coming from, how we got out of there. Like, Victor represents, I grew up in Guatemala in what is called the Colonia Paraíso Dos, that it was anything but a paradise. You know, it was totally opposite. And here we are. We are testimony of getting out of there with no issues and going through a change of culture, changes of customs, change of language, and change of being reaching something and then having to start from the bottom again and start build yourself up. In my personal experience, and also in my wife's experience, you know, coming for where she grew up and how she grew up. And so it's a testimony. That's why we chose Victory. How did we bring it up to life? My friends, like I said, JP Monterroso and Carlita Bonilla, we decided to run together a camp, and we decided to do it under Victory Gymnastics. And this camp was directed and hosted for gymnasts that are seeking a college scholarship. So in this country, it's called Showcase. And we decided to call it the Victory College Bound Showcase. And the year we decided to do this, it was 2020. It was when the pandemic was happening. So we had several kids, but we couldn't have all the college coaches in visiting. So we decided to do it as a how can I say this, as virtual. So we had about 90 gymnasts, and that was the kickoff for Victory. After that, with Victory, we do summer camps. With those summer camps, what I like to do is bring guest coaches and people that is going to add, once again, value, that is going to provide techniques, that is going to provide their expertise for the girls that attend the camp to get something from somebody else. There are a lot of college camps. There are a lot of camps that have been running for several years. You have Flip Fest in Tennessee. You have what it was, Woodward in up north. And those camps have been around for 20, 25 years, some of them probably even more. So the idea is to provide to the families that cannot afford to travel all the way there, a camp where they can come and experience a good technical camp where they can have fun and where they can have, first of all, we like to have quality. We have to have, we seek excellence. So we try to provide that. And how do we do, how do we provide that? Well, we bring experienced coaches. Last year, we were able to have Eddie Humphrey. He was a coach that qualified the first Cayman Island gymnast to an Olympic game. And he's just extraordinary with what he does. So he coaches in Texas. And I reached out to him and I say, I would like to have you. And he came. And like I said, he was coaching at the Olympic Games in 2020, 2021, when was in Tokyo. And then here you have an Olympic coach coaching level one, level two gymnasts, level five, level six. So that's the quality of service we want to provide. Bringing coaches that know what they are doing and that they are in the gym day to day, every day, coaching the same skills that you are trying to teach these girls. So I had Eddie, I had some really experienced coaches in my gym. So I had another friend coming from Miami, and another friend coming from a town here in Georgia that are providing their expertise. And we are looking forward to this camp that we'll have this summer in 2024. Hopefully we can bring also very experienced coaches. Then with those camps, I have been blessed enough that I get invited to travel around the country and coach several camps. This year I was able to be in Connecticut, also South Carolina, and I have been here to a few gyms in Georgia. This year also I had the opportunity to be a clinician in the Georgia State Clinic, and I was one of the how do you say, I gave a lecture. I gave a lecture about floor and a lecture about preschool. So with that expertise, I like to share my knowledge and my experience. And Victory wants to do that. Share the knowledge, share the expertise, and educate somehow coaches and go to gyms and help them how to break down one skill and understand why you do what you do. And it's, you know, we see a lot of things in YouTube, but a lot of times we don't know when did these coaches started doing that station. Is that the only station that that coach did? How many repetitions, what type of conditioning and body shaping did this coach do before he started teaching this skill? A lot of times we just see the results and we don't see the process. So that's what Victory wants to provide. And like I said, along that, with the camps and with the coaches education, we are now providing some gymnastics meets. Last year we had this past October we had the Friendship Cup, Friendship Classic, and it was great. Everybody had a blast. It was directed to compulsory kids, and what is a program called AAU here in the United States. And now in February, the weekend of the 16th through the 18th, we have what is Victory Classic. And we will have kids from compulsory optionals, Excel, and all those programs as well. So that's where we are standing at with Victory. But again, it started as a dream, as a testimony of our lives and where we are, where we came from and where we are, but we wanna keep growing and keep going farther. Eventually, the goal is that Victory can travel around the country and that Victory can travel internationally. If anybody says, hey, I would like Victory to do a camp in my gym, well, Victory will bring the coaches, Victory will bring the expertise and the knowledge, and that gym that hire us or that reaches out to us don't have to do anything but to put the facility, and Victory will take care of everything else. So that's the goal, and we hope to eventually get there. With the help of platforms like yours. So
yeah. If someone wanna know this amazing opportunity, we will put in the captions this website and also Meetmakers. Yes. We mentioned Meetmakers.
Yeah. Well, Meetmakers is actually a platform that you use to promote your meets. So yeah, we use Meetmakers to make it easier for people to go and register for any meets here in the United States, which if anybody wants to travel and come to any meets here in the United States, that's a good place to go to, meetmaker.com, and they will show you all the meets of all the country pretty much. So great. Yeah, it would be great if we can host any gyms and any programs from Latin America in the future.
Gerson, yes. You say about YouTube and videos around the world in gymnastics, so many nice shapes, amazing skills.
Yeah, a lot of times is, but you know, we all use those tools. A lot of times it's good to see ideas, and I'm not taking away credit because I know that a lot of great coaches that gives great results. And there are a lot of channels there that are actually very helpful. I don't want to take one, don't want that to get taken out of concept, you know, because also I have posted some videos on my social media where I say, okay, I'm going to share this video with them.
This is the way how I meet you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, you know, it's good to find the good on everything, just not to take it to the extreme. Right, because what I have realized a lot of times is that it's easier to have one video with one girl showing all the stations, but there is times where in my gym I have to share the bars, the uneven bars area, with about 25 kids. So if I am not showing you a video with 25 kids going at the same time, it's because it's not always as easy to do all those stations when your gym is packed. And I also know that there are programs that don't have, I have two sets of uneven bars and two single bars that I have that I use with 25 kids at the same time or 22 kids at the same time. So it's not as easy. And that's why I said it's important to see what are your resources. But that can be helpful. Yeah, it can be helpful. It's just not that it will be 100% of the time productive unless you know the background. Because with gymnastics, I believe that you always need to know where you are coming from and where you are going to after you acquire. Oh, I saw this drill and this skill for a girl to do a release. Okay, so how is she going to get to that release? Well, I don't know. She's level 3. Well, okay, it's important that you start thinking, okay, if she's going to do a catch, or she's going to come from a giant full or from a giant half or just from a cast handstand. So right there, you have three different options. And every option has a different angle and a different rhythm, a different timing and a different speed. So again, it's not to say all YouTubes or all drills in social media are bad, but it's important to always find the balance and don't get carried away by it.
Yes, recognize what
Yeah.
is working or
yes.
what is suitable for your reality. So
that's right.
And well, the episode has come to an amazing end. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to see you next time on the podcast for Coaches of the World, Escuela del Sur. Don't forget to subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and check out all the episodes available on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, LinkedIn, and YouTube as Escuela del Sur. See you next time!